Hey, it's Terry Carr, and welcome to the Who Rocks Jersey podcast, where we highlight the rock stars of our state who may not play arenas or instruments, but are bringing their game to make a difference every day in the Garden State. Today, I have two heroes, or we'll call them heroines, who help not only the community, but the animals who need them every single day. I have Animal Control Officer Meredith Petrillo, one of Denville's finest, who also runs the Denville Animal Shelter, and ACO and Shelter Manager at the Randolph Regional Animal Shelter, Sunny Knoll. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you. Hey, thanks for having us.
I want to start with Meredith. Meredith, you have been an ACO, an Animal Control Officer, for those who are wondering what an ACO is, for over 20 years. How did you start and why?
Oh, my love for animals is the reason I started. I was a veterinary technician for 20 years before that, and having children and a full-time job wasn't cutting it. So I stopped doing that, and then was offered a ACO position in Booton, and that's how it became. And I still love it today.
Sunny, what is your day like? A day in the life of an animal control officer, somebody who's running the shelter?
So I'm stationed mainly at the shelter, so my daily duties are coming in, taking care of the 100-plus animals that are living at our shelter.
Wow, 100-plus right now.
Yeah, it can be anywhere from 80 cats to 15 to 20 dogs, and I come in and make sure that their needs are being met as far as they need medication, being fed. I'm answering calls from the public as far as, you know, the animals that are available for adoption, screening potential adopters, as well as taking animal control calls that come through the shelter. People call in for various things, wildlife, dogs running at large, anything is possible.
Yeah, I've heard stories on calls that both of you guys have been involved with. I know, Meredith, you helped coach Mike Coccio here. I think he had some issues with, I don't know if it was a snake or something,
a snake in his house.
In his house, and Meredith, you know, is on the case there. And Sunny, you've stopped by here a bunch of times for Rock and Rough, and there have been times where Sunny's like, I'm sorry I'm late, but I was out on a call. You never know, really, what's going to happen from minute to minute, never mind day to day, but minute to minute during your day, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah.
I'm on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Wow. So what kind of things do you guys do for the community regularly that may surprise people, that people may not realize, like, wow, I didn't know that you guys would have to do something like that? Like, Meredith, I know you're involved in being in court quite a lot.
Yes, unfortunately.
Yeah.
We do have irresponsible pet owners, and they do have to go to court. I'm also an animal cruelty investigator, so we end up having those in court also. Unfortunately.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that, too. How do you keep your cool? It's got to be hard sometimes to not let emotion get in the way when you see injustice towards animals. Now, again, everybody sort of became familiar with people who help animals on Animal Planet when they had the show called Animal Cops. And we would watch and we would say, but you've got to get the dog out of here. And you can't just take a dog out of a situation, or you can't just take something away from someone. How do you keep emotions in check with cases that you feel so passionately about?
It's very difficult. But if you don't keep your emotions in check, then you will not win in the end, whether that's getting the animal away from this person or winning in court. You have to maintain a professional stance when you're dealing with these people.
And Meredith, I know that you also train and instruct a lot of the ACOs, you know, ACOs in training. What makes a good animal control officer?
Sunny makes a great animal control officer. Sunny, I'm going to tell you right now, if I ever retire, I will offer the job to Sunny.
Wow.
Because she is just an awesome, awesome animal control officer.
Thank you.
You have to have a passion and compassion for animals and common sense. That's what makes a great animal control officer.
Wow. Sunny, how does that make you feel? I know you said earlier on to me, you said, I don't know if you know this, TC, but Meredith actually trained me.
Yeah. Well, hearing her say that makes me extremely flattered, because I consider her one of my mentors. You know, she was my animal control officer instructor. I looked up to her for many years prior to that. And then I took the course back in 2012. So, you know, anytime I have a question, she's always there for me. I'm always learning from her. You never stop learning, especially because there's so many different things that get thrown at you in this field. You never stop. It's always a learning, right?
It's always different.
It's always different every day, every single day.
No call is ever the same. That's what makes it a unique job.
Wow. Wow.
And the calls, I don't know if you find this, but they come in usually as something pretty intense or pretty, you hear it coming in from either the police or from the resident who is in distress. And then you get there and sometimes it's not as big of a deal as it might be. I've had people that are freaking out over a squirrel being in their kitchen cabinet and it's, you know, 911 is being dialed.
Yeah,
you know?
Right,
and
right.
We show up and you open the door and out he goes.
Yeah, right, right. Which probably is something that for you guys, you're just like, whew,
yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
A good day. You would consider that a good day. Both of you run awesome facilities. You're both in charge of your shelters, you know, collectively. Sunny's got Randolph Animal Shelter, Randolph Regional Animal Shelter. I still call it Randolph Animal Pound because I remember starting with you on Rockin' Ruff so long ago, you know, but it's the Randolph Regional Animal Shelter, that beautiful facility now on Ironia Road. You guys do such an awesome job, such great, great, great animals. And then Meredith, you're in Denville. You've got the Denville Animal Shelter. I got my doggie Rosie at Denville Animal Shelter. She was part of a hoarding case and you were involved in getting some of those dogs and bringing them to your facility because you had some room for them. So I thank you for introducing me to Rosie.
My pleasure.
Rosie came from Denville and I always say Denville has amazing animals. So tell me a little bit, we'll start with you, Meredith, about your shelters and what you do at your shelters.
My shelter is very small.
Yes.
It's strictly for stray animals that we pick up in Denville. When and if we have room and someone is in need, we'll take on a dog or a cat or even an exotic animal should we have room for it.
Animal's pig.
Going to be.
I remember when you guys had the pig. He's so cute. That pig. I love that. I wanted that pig. He was so cute. I saw him on Facebook under somebody's Christmas tree this year.
Yes.
He got a good home.
Yes, he got a great home.
Good.
He's in their wedding this summer, a matter of fact.
What a home. He was so cute. I love that little piggy.
Sir Hamlet of Summit.
So cute. Yeah, so your facility is smaller for sure. Some cats. You have some cats there. You've been at, some of our Rockin' Ruff events when you do have animals that are able to be adopted out.
Right.
But your day has got to be pretty busy there, too. The animals need to be fed and taken care of. And
I have one part-time person. She works 2 hours a day. Other than that, I take care of the animals first thing in the morning, get them fed and taken care of. And then I'm off doing calls for the rest of the day. And I stop in the shelter periodically to make sure everything is okay.
Wow. I want to talk a little bit about, we do have an animal in studio with us. Clifford is here. I love Clifford's story. Cliff, he was so vocal before, and now he's so quiet. He's a bloodhoundy kind of mix. Clifford had such a tough beginning, found down south, right, Meredith?
Yes, correct. South Carolina.
And then had heartworm.
Correct.
Diagnosed with heartworm. You guys had him up at the shelter, and now he's receiving treatment, and we're thinking that now he's going to be adopted. He's already pre-adopted, which is good for me because I'm looking at Clifford every 2 minutes like, I want Clifford. And maybe potentially being a search and rescue dog, he's going to go through some training, yes?
Yes.
Wow.
He's bloodhound, maybe mixed with something else, but he does have the potential to do some search and rescue. He'll be going to a home in Denville, the head of the Office of Emergency Management in Denville.
Wow.
He will be training him with an ex-Essex County Sheriff's Officer for search and rescue.
That is fantastic. How did you come to find Clifford? Because he's been a big part of your life for the last couple of months, really. You've had him at the shelter. You're getting him this treatment, finding him a great home.
We work with a shelter down in South Carolina. A woman by the name of Suzanne Roman used to work up here.
Sure.
And did a lot of work and helped me out. So she knows I'm a big dog lover. And she shot me a picture of him howling in the kennel.
God, he's so
and
cute.
And she said that, you know, they really couldn't afford to give him his treatments down there.
Ugh.
So I said, ship him on up.
Bring him up.
Bring him up.
Come on, Cliff. Speak for us. Come on, Cliff. Where's my little Cliffy? He's being so quiet right now. He's being so quiet. He's looking at the door.
He'd start howling.
The nose is working, though.
Yes,
the nose is working. I mean, his face is just amazing. We're going to post a picture of him so you guys can see what he looks like. He's just absolutely beautiful. And it's so amazing to see a dog go from, I mean, it has to be so rewarding to see his journey. And you've been a part of his journey for a long time now.
And the Friends of the Denville Animal Shelter, within 24 hours, raised over $1,500
for
his heartworm treatment.
That is
which
absolutely
is awesome. So it's not costing the town a penny.
Incredible.
To have them taken care of.
Wow, that is just absolutely incredible. Now, if people want to come to your shelters, I want you guys to, you know, let everybody know. You can find both of your shelters on Facebook, everybody's sort of social media. And Sunny, you guys can be found at RandolphRegionalAnimalShelter.org.
Correct. We have an Instagram page. We're on Facebook. That's our website that you just mentioned. We are located at 97 Ironia Road in Mendham Township. We're open Monday through Friday, 11 to 1. Saturdays, 11 to 2. But we are always there. So if you just call, most likely somebody will be there. And we're always welcoming people at pretty much any hour.
Yeah. And I love working with you guys because, first of all, if a dog needs to hang or cat needs to hang their hat for a long period of time, they can hang their hat for a long period of time. You guys have had very long-term residents, some dogs that have been with you, unfortunately, for years. We just found a home for a beautiful dog that you guys have had for a long time. How long did you have Precious?
It was quite a while. Yeah. It was several years. I'd prefer not to put a number on it because it really was unfortunate. She needed a very specific home. She needed to be the only pet. She was a tough dog, but she was also very loving and loyal to people.
And she seems to have found just the perfect home.
Oh, absolutely. So Precious was with us for several years, but she hit the jackpot and started out 2018 in a home. We're so thrilled for her. And we also just found a home for a very senior dog that we've had for over a year, Charlotte, who was rock and rough dog.
I remember Charlotte.
And she just went home with someone, so we're very happy. We've had some really successful things happen for us in the last, I would say, 2 weeks. So I'm very thrilled.
Fantastic. Wonderful. And you guys have an awesome foster to adopt program, too, which I think is great. People can find an animal that they like and bring them into their home and make sure it's the right fit for the family. And you said that you feel adoptions have increased. People never really feel the need
pressure.
To have pressure
yeah.
to say, you know, wow, you know, because there's always an adjustment period for any animal coming into a new home. So foster to adopt has been great. We've had listeners that have mm-hmm. been involved in the program have adopted their pets, and it's just worked out phenomenally for all involved, the pets and mm-hmm. the owners and you guys at the shelter. So what is the, I'm going to give you guys one final word today, one final question. What is the best thing about doing what you do for the community every day? And Sunny, we'll start with you.
The best thing is, I think it really is for me. I love helping people. I love helping animals, but I love connecting the two. I love making that match for certain animals. There's no better feeling to see an animal that has been discarded by other people, and then they become the center of someone else's life. And it's really just a magical thing to see, like I said, an animal that was just basically thrown away become someone's part of their family, really. I mean, that to me is awesome. That's why I do it. I love helping all animals. I love helping people, but absolutely connecting the two.
And Meredith, how about you?
Well, I think she pretty much wrapped it up. Helping people and animals and combining those two efforts is very fulfilling. And, you know, to see people sending us pictures of animals that are in their home, such as you, every day puts a smile on our faces and makes us be able to go through that day, even if it's not a good day. We know that the animals we have placed are being taken care of in their forever homes. And that's probably the most rewarding part of my job.
I love both you ladies. You guys are amazing. I look at you guys as total rock stars. So thank you guys so much for joining me on the Who Rocks jersey, because both of you certainly do. Sunny Knoll and Meredith Petrillo, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.